President Karzai says ambitious plans for a large modern Afghan army are simply more than the country can afford for a long time.
For a number of years, maybe for another 15 to 20 years, Afghanistan will not be able to sustain a force of that nature and capability with its own resources.
Speaking with President Karzai at a news conference, Secretary Gates indicated he was not surprised by that statement, but hopes it won't take that long.
I think that there is a realism on our part that it will be some time before Afghanistan is able to sustain its security forces entirely on its own. And whether that's 15 or 20 years, we'll hope for accelerated economic development in Afghanistan.
The two men also discussed the timing of the planned transition of security responsibility from U.S. and coalition forces to the Afghans. Announcing an increase of 30,000 U.S. troops last week, U.S. President Barack Obama said they will begin to hand over security responsibility to Afghan forces by July of 2011, but he did not say how long the transition will take. Secretary Gates indicated the pace of the transition could roughly match President Karzai's stated desire for his forces to be operating on their own in 5 years.
We expect that this is a several-year process, whether it's 3 years or 2 years or 4 years, remains to be seen.
The Obama administration is working hard to convince Afghans, Americans, and coalition partners that the international security role in Afghanistan will not end until the Afghan forces are ready, but also that the international military deployment is not open-ended. Secretary Gates repeated Tuesday that the transition will be gradual and based on local conditions, and he said the United States will continue to have a long-term commitment to helping Afghanistan even after the security transition is completed. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kabul.